All right, it is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. We are talking about Spencer Davis, as in Spencer Davis Group.
Yeah, Michael, I came across an interesting story. You know, one thing most groups need is a very good front man.
Yes.
And Spencer Davis had one in, surprisingly, a 14-year-old Steve Winwood.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. But Steve wanted to go a little bit different direction in music,
right,
and later formed Traffic and
right,
then Blind Faith with Ginger Baker and Eric Clapton.
Oh, man.
So that left Spencer Davis out on his own, trying to reformulate, hire a new lead singer, and that didn't go well.
Yeah.
He moved to California and started to do his own thing, but that didn't work either. But fortunately, he had co-written a song by the name of Don't Want You Now, and the Allman Brothers picked it up and recorded the song. And he finally hit some bank. He got $5,000 from the royalties from that, mm-hmm, and decided to look into his record contract.
Yeah.
The folks there at Island Records had not done him any favors with the contract they negotiated.
Yeah.
They decided to bring him on as a talent scout for them.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd go to work for somebody who did you wrong if they actually did him wrong. But
yeah,
anyway, he brought on Bob Marley, Robert Palmer that we spoke of last week.
Yeah.
And Steve Winwood.